Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, so let's try to find out why she needs to confront her neighbors here. It has everything to do with the kids that are out of hand.
Hi, Bird Show. Longtime listener. Love you guys. I have a situation with my neighbors. More specifically, with my neighbor's children. For context, I'm 30, have no children, 3 dogs, and I work from home 3 days a week. I've made friends with my neighbors on the left, but the neighbors on the right have always been standoffish and rude. They once kept one of my packages for themselves. It was delivered there accidentally. Until I went over and knocked on their door to ask for it back. They made an excuse to not give it to me right away, and when they did return it, the package was open. Needless to say, I do not have a good rapport with them.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
These neighbors have 5 kids, all under the age of 7. My nice neighbors have 1 child. Let's call him Tim, who is very respectful and sweet to me. Tim started making friends with my other neighbor's 5 kids, and now they all play together after school. It started off with each of them playing in their own yards. However, since my house is in the middle, they have slowly migrated to my yard/driveway. Normally, this would not bother me, except that the 5 kids are not as polite or well-behaved as Tim. They constantly leave trash from their snacks in my yard, run up on my porch to tease my dogs through the window, and leave their toys scattered in my driveway, which I then have to pick up each time I leave my house to avoid running over them.
Run over them.
The kids or the,
the toys?
Both.
Each time I've caught them on my front porch or seen them leaving trash in my yard, I've stepped outside and politely corrected them.
Oh, she needs a Bart in her life. Bart would have this.
It's your husband.
Taken care of
yep.
Like that.
Or an electric fence or something.
Well, now that I've said something to them for the 50th time, it's clear they have no respect for me or care to listen at all. I've thought about going to their parents many times, but each time I get up the nerve, usually it's when I'm angry, I chicken out because the last thing I want is conflict between the people that live right next to me and have to see every day. I'm also surprised that their parents haven't noticed or said anything to their kids about leaving things in my yard and driveway. Part of me wants to let this go. I already feel like a cranky old lady every time I have to pop my head outside the door and correct them. I don't want to be the mean neighbor, but the other part of me wants to run over all the S with my car that they leave in my driveway. Serves them right after how many times I've told them to pick up their things. I would never actually do that, but some days it's tempting.
Do it.
For those of you who are parents, how would you prefer your neighbor approach the situation if it were your kids? Or should I just leave it alone and suck it up? Appreciate your thoughts and opinions in advance. Best.
Anybody want to give us some like tough love for the neighbor kids that you've done before? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Because my knee-jerk reaction was, if you've gone over there a couple of different times and told the kids, and did she say that she talked to the parents?
No, that's the thing.
Yeah, you got to talk to them first.
Yeah, you do.
You talk to the parents, and if it still happens over and over and over again, I swear to you, I would take those and I would bring them to Goodwill.
Yep.
That's after a while.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have a great neighborhood with a lot of kids, and everybody is on the same page as far as, even though my husband can be a little too stern at times, he and I have had conversations about this, and it's just, it was his upbringing a lot different than other people's upbringings, right? And so I understand where it's coming from, but kids do, like, they respect him and they like him. Like, all the kids in the neighborhood generally like Bart.
They fear him.
But it's, I wouldn't say they don't fear. Okay, maybe a little bit. But when it comes to something, like when you've talked to the kids and they're not listening, especially like they have three dogs like we do, running up onto the porch and like rattling the dogs, whatever. If you have asked the kids or told the kids, reprimanded them, and they're not listening, you, before you do anything, have to go over to the parents and be like, hey, I really need your help here. This is what I'm dealing with. Can you please help me out? If the parents are being defiant and not respectful of your property at that point in time, all gloves are off. If that stuff is left in your driveway, you run over it. If it's not, if it's in your yard, you gather it and you donate it to Goodwill. You've said in the email, you've literally done this 50 times trying to get the kids to behave, and they're not. So go to the parents, let the parents try to intervene, and if they don't, you got to play dirty.
Now, Abby doesn't like kids, so she's just like, get rid of the kids.
I think she should just move. Five kids in your driveway constantly. Mm-hmm. There's no choice. Call up your realtor.
You're moving?
Right. Yeah, I'm moving. I can't deal with this. This is too much.
Talk to the parents.
Yeah, you got to go over there. That's the first thing you got to do, for sure.
The Bird Show.